who's here, all winterized. It's our fourth district county board supervisor. She's not the fourth one. She's district four county board supervisor, Melissa Caprillion. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, love being here.
So the reason we played that was you're into curling.
I've just started curling.
Now you do the broom thing?
Sweeping, yes.
Sweeping?
A lot of people don't know that Racine has a curling club. So they opened up to expose the community to curling many months back. And when you're there, they try to recruit you and get you in a club or get you on a league. And I accepted that. And so now we have our family doing some curling.
Oh, the whole family's involved.
Yeah. Well, you have to have four people.
Oh, you formed your own team.
We formed our own team.
Oh, I got it. All right.
And I will say we won our very first game on Sunday. So
what's the purpose? You throw that rock with the handle on it.
Yes.
And your purpose is to get it all the way down past the line?
Well,
it's like shuffleboard.
I suppose, but I've never played shuffleboard. I don't think I'm of the age yet. No. But just tease it.
Oh, thank you. Come here with an insult. That's good.
No.
That'll get you far.
Yeah. But there is like they call it the house, but there's like a circle at the end, like a target, like a bullseye maybe, you suppose. And you try to get your rock closest to the center to gain points. So,
and the sweeping is supposed to keep it moving?
Keep it moving. Get it into that house. So,
I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I mean,
people are really into it, Don.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Decades long. They play it decades. So if you've been only playing 5 years, you're still a newbie.
Well, it's hard to play. If you live in Hurley in the winter, it's hard to play, you know, basketball or baseball outside. So
True.
You do curling.
You do curling. And
it's not an Olympic sport, is it?
Oh, heck, don't ask me. Maybe. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
They had breakdancing in the Olympics.
I know. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, but it is really fun. And it really, if the listeners want to get involved, I mean, it's just right here in the city of Racine, off of Mount Pleasant, so past Horlick High School on Mount Pleasant, over on Melvin Avenue over there.
And they have a curling.
You know where the Racine Unified School District admin building is?
No.
It's right past that. Well,
So it's like a permanent thing year round. It's laying
year round. Year round.
You can only play it in the winter, though.
No.
What if you're not? Well, you got to have snow and ice, don't you?
No, it's indoor.
It's indoor. What are you sweeping then?
There's a sheet of ice inside.
Inside they made ice?
That's right.
All right.
I'll show you some pictures.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Could you kick in something?
No.
You did kick something.
I'm not kicking you. I'm kicking him under the table.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us here today.
Welcome.
A year is about to wrap up tonight. And county board, you got a new supervisor this year, the head guy.
County executive. Yeah, it was his first year.
We had him in here.
Yeah, fantastic.
A very nice man.
The community just loves him, and it really started even before he got elected. You know, everybody knew him from the Piggly Wiggly on Highway 20, the Malicki's Piggly Wiggly.
He still owns some.
Yeah.
I think his sons run it, he said.
That's exactly right. And so, but he was so, you know, not was, he is just such a giving person. So we couldn't have asked for, it was going to be like, who could fill Jonathan Delagrave's shoes? And so delighted that Ralph Malicki decided to step up and, you know, give himself even more, because he gave himself so much to the community prior to even running. So lots of boards, lots of committees he was on. And to see him now working, it's a lot to take on. I mean, Racine County is just a major employer.
We're going to talk about some of the projects I want to see done
in
Racine County.
Oh, boy, you should see the way he's looking at me right now.
We're not done with you. Before we do that, though, if you have a question for Supervisor Caprillion, if you want to ask it, I was told this is the easiest way to do it. Download the Civic Media app. Go to WRJN. There's a text line. Text the question. If it's a nice question, we'll ask it of our supervisor here. So just download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. You'll see a text line there. It's like when we did the contests. And just text the question. And if it's pleasant and it's nice and it's not rude, we will...
Well, if it is, we'll save those for David Mack when he's in, okay?
The rude ones.
That's right.
Okay. First things first, because I got to get you on the record for this.
Okay.
That horrible, rough, disgusting road between right where Pick and Save is and the BMO Harris Bank on Spring Street.
Oh.
It is terrible. I mean, I'm ready to pop a kidney going down that street. So when is that? And I don't know why road construction people do this, but they make strips. They do it in strips. They replace the road, which makes it worse because I go, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I don't know why they do that. I got to get somebody in from Public Works in here to find out why they do that. So when is that going to be fixed?
Well, that is a county. I'm glad you're asking that question to me.
That's a typical county politician. I'm glad you asked that question.
No, honestly, Don, that is probably one of the, that roadway is the thing all of us county board supervisors hear the most, but it costs millions of dollars. And so it is on the docket.
Okay, there's a calendar. What date can I write down on the docket?
Nope, you ain't getting that out of me today, Don. You're not getting that out of me. But
Is it this year?
I'm not sure. It's good. We just passed our last budget, so realize things have to go out to bid. So even if it were passed, if it's not a smaller project that the county can do itself, it has to go out. So you have, and then that is such a big stretch. So you have to work with the utilities.
Actually, it stops at Newman. So from where 31 to Newman, that's the worst part of this whole thing.
It really is. I know.
And they. My car's busting. I'm ready to bust an axle on this car already.
Well, quit driving like a maniac.
I don't drive like a maniac. I drive slow. It's going boom, 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 boom. It's like going over railroad tracks, except you're not on the railroad. You're going.
You know what we do? We just turn up the music a little bit in our cars.
You know what I'm going to pray for tonight? Every county board supervisor has to drive on that stretch of road every single day until it's. That's what I'm going
to
pray for.
You're going to have Don Trottier in. That's his district.
Yeah, but it's a county board project.
It is, but he's the one who's paying more attention to it because it's right there in his district.
See, originally I was going to have, and I've tried to contact the Mount Pleasant people in. They don't come into the, they don't return my calls, so I can't, you know. I've called many times, left messages. They just don't return them. I thought it was their problem, and then I found out it's your problem.
The county, yeah.
And it became my problem.
Yeah, I think you should get him in here. I think it'd be great. You'll get all the details. Because usually if it's your district, you're paying more attention. I can tell you about my district.
All right, Don Trottier, if you know him and you're listening, I will contact you. We have to find. He's not going to come in now because he's going to be beaten up.
No, he'll come in.
Nobody wants to be beaten up in the morning.
No.
All right, we're going to find out what happened this year. Get a rundown of this hearing and what's coming up next year. County Board Supervisor, District 4. Now, where's District 4? Am I in District 4?
No, you're not. Not in District 4. But I always give the marker as the zoo, even though the zoo is just a little bit outside my district. But the zoo and then Douglas Avenue between those areas.
Who's my guy?
You have...
Because I'm District 4 with the alderman.
Yes.
But that's not District 4 with the county board.
No.
They can't make that easy.
I think it's Tom Murkowski. So you have three.
I have no problem with my road. Yeah. Although I did get a letter in the mail telling us, you know what we're doing in Racine? Replacing all the sewage pipes.
Yep.
And, you know, don't do that to my street. Please don't.
Don, it's getting rid of those lead. You have to get rid of those old lead pipes.
Where do you park? How do you get to your house?
Main Street is very difficult.
So where do you go?
You're going to have to go on Chatham Street. You're going to have to go on the streets behind and just walk. Like, you know, it's a beautiful walk. You live right by the lake, Don.
Carrying packages and everything. I can imagine that walk going on. Oh, no, we don't
got
this. No.
They didn't give you a date. You don't have one. There's nothing scheduled right in front of your house. That's sent out to the city just to alert them that you have lead pipes, use cold water instead of the hot water for drinking and cooking.
I just want to give you a scary 2026.
And I'm going to keep backing it up. And
hey, I saw what was going on by the zoo for a year. That was a nightmare for those people.
Yeah, and I'll talk about another one because a lot of people complain.
Another nightmare?
Well, I don't know if you want to call it. Let's not say nightmare. It just means that you have elected officials that are investing in the community and wanting nice.
Oh, I know it's got to be done.
Yeah.
You know, the pipe coming from my house to the street is clay.
Really?
Yeah. It's clay because we had something had to be examined in there. And there's a little tree branch growing through the clay.
Oh.
But it's clay and it's been there for over 100 years.
That is. And that would be, you said, right into the house. So that's your responsibility there from the street?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's clay. It's been there. And so I had the guy examined. He said, well, you're in good shape.
And you don't have a big tree in front of your house?
Mm-mm.
That's great.
No. You know what the city did? Then we can take a break. The city was putting trees all along that strip there, you know.
Yep.
And I called the city. I said, do not put one in my driveway, my in front of my house, because it'll eventually pick up the sidewalk. Don't do it. I come home from work, and they're digging the hole. I said, "What's the, didn't you get my note?" I said, "Don't put one here." So they called back and they, I said, "What are you going to do with the hole?" "Well, we'll come back and fill it in." That was about 8 years ago, 10 years ago. They never filled it in. Okay. I had to go buy dirt and fill in the hole.
That's when you call your alder.
I don't know who it was back then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was David Mack or whatever. But anyway, probably so not. I told him, don't do it. And luckily, I caught them. They were putting a tree in. And eventually, it's going to grow up, and it's going to pick up the sidewalk.
Well, no. We got a great city forester, and the tree selection is a lot different. So you're not going to have those same issues that we see from the older plants.
My neighbor's got one. I love looking at it through the window. That's good enough for me.
There you go.
All right. So you thought you were going to come here. It was going to be easy today, didn't you?
No, I'm ready for you, Dan.
All right. We're going to have some fun things coming up, too. We're talking to 4th District County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion is here. We talked about the Rotten Road. That's what my wife calls it, Rotten Road. from 31 all the way to, I think, Newman, Rotten Road. We talked about that. What are the projects? Well, let's talk about 2025. What happened in the county on 2025? Anything big going on? Oh, you got a new county board supervisor.
We had a new
county. It was unfortunate the way he had to come in because had to lose somebody to.
Yeah. Well, anytime there's a big leadership change, you are going to see just a difference in how, even as an elected official, like what we bring forward, just because there's different leadership, either because we're all kind of shifting and especially, you know, Ralph's such a great guy that, you know, we're all trying to help out and everybody's trying to get acclimated too with his style of leadership. And, you know, I always say that, you know, the test of the year comes during our tax bill time, right? That's when a lot of people pay attention to what's going on in local government, is when they get their tax bill. So remember what I said to you the last time I came in here, Don? You know, the real answer to, you said whether somebody said to you, the mayor said to you, that the taxes were not going up for the city.
No, he said the mill rate went down.
Yeah.
He said, but everything else went up.
Right. And how would that tax bill come to you, Don? Did you take a look?
It went up, yeah.
It went up substantially.
Paid it the day I got, actually the day after. I got it 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Next morning, I paid it, get it out of the way. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. I just brought
Don't let that weight carry. But that's really a test to the work that the elected officials have done for that full year. And, you know, I always say pay attention. It's kind of almost a good time because in April, that's always election time. So the county board comes up all in one lump. So everybody on the county board, all 21 supervisors are up for election.
21.
21 supervisors for the county. And then for the city, it's whether it's an even year or an odd year, because we're coming into 2026, all the even year electeds are up in April. So.
Hey, David Mack knocking at my door.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah,
he's a great guy.
I signed it. I know he's in his sign sheets, but I signed his.
Those are nominations. So just so those that who may get the knock on their door, it doesn't mean you're bound to voting for that individual, but you're allowing them an opportunity to get on a ballot. So
it's sticking out of your coffee cup there.
It is a handle.
No, on top.
Oh, that's a lid.
Oh, that's a lid. It looks like it's. Oh, yeah, it's
we
a lid.
We can't make a mess here in your studio.
It's a lid.
It's like a little sippy
cup.
Looked
like ice cube sticking out of it there. I didn't know.
It's like a little sippy cup.
No. Okay, so the tax bill I paid.
Yep.
How much of it does the county? Let's say you have a $4,000 tax bill. How much of that goes to the county?
Well, 60% of it, first of all, goes to the city. That is going to be your biggest chunk.
I think I saw Gateway was on there.
Gateway is on there. So 60-ish percent goes to the city. You have about 30% that goes to the school district. And then Racine County and Gateway. Racine County is at about 11 or 10%, and Gateway is about 2%. So it's broken up into those four taxable bodies. And but just realize this. Everybody saw that our USD, that big chunk went up. And that is going to be the smallest of the big chunks, because that referendum we passed, it was $190 million referendum. And over the next 5 years, this being the first one, the smallest portion was coming out. That was $26 million. Next year, it's going to be 30, then 38, then 46, then 50. So it's going to almost double. So it is going to be a substantial increase every year. So, but remember, that referendum only passed by 1,000 votes. So, very
you know, small I was looking up. I got somebody sent me an article. You know who Carlo Gambino was? He's the Godfather. And he was the Godfather. He's the guy Marlon Brando played in the movie The Godfather. It was modeled after him. He was the head of one of the five crime families in New York. Carlo Gambino. He actually lived in my town, Massapequa, New York. And he lived out by the in a big compound down by the water, by the ocean. And I looked up what his property taxes were.
And what did you discover?
Over $1 million a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of money to
that
pay.
That is a lot of money to pay, but it sounds like he had quite a bit of money coming in.
If he didn't have, he'd kill somebody who didn't take their money. What do I know?
Yeah,
so he paid a lot. My brother lived on Long Island. I think his were $15,000 a year.
Jeez.
I mean, that's a lot of money to pay.
You know, you see that in a lot of the neighboring, you know, states as well. So, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot to complain about, especially when we get our own bills. But then you can, you know, look outside.
Well, here's what I tell people. I said, let's just say you have a property tax bill of $4,000. What is it worth to you to have fire to guard your house, police to guard you and your family, sanitation workers to pick up all your trash every week? What is that worth to you? And to have your kids go to school.
Yep.
And to have your streets paved, except that stretch, you know, to have your streets paved. What is that worth to you? It's worth more than $4,000 a year for all that protection. Could you imagine not having any of that? So when I get a $4,000 tax bill or whatever it is, I don't gripe about it because what you're getting is more wealth worth much more than that. You can't even compare to what you're getting.
Don, I love that energy that you can pass along because there is a lot, you know, especially when you see these increases. But, you know, things have a cost to them.
Yeah.
And you want a community that does support the schools, the streets, the public safety. So
you're not going anywhere, are you?
We
got more to talk about. We are talking to 4th District Alder Melissa Caprillion. 4th District Alder. I said Alder. You didn't catch it. 4th District County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprillion. We talked about the rotten road, as my wife calls it, the rotten road. I have to remind people, they may be tuning in. And you said that rotten road on Spring Street, County C, between 31 and Newman is on the docket to be fixed sometime in January.
No, Don, getting this out of me.
That's what I heard. What did you say?
That is not what I said.
You said it's
but
on the
we
docket.
Are very well aware that that needs to get fixed. And it's funny that you go back to that. And I like that you're now focusing on that stretch. Normally, you're focusing on those manholes.
Well, that's not you.
Those manhole
Main Street's not you, is it?
No. No. Part of Main Street is. So,
no,
yes, it is.
We know exactly where it is.
About.
It's between Gould and... Gould and... what's that cross street there? I forget already. By... High and Golden High.
Yeah.
And it's there. It's about 3 inches deep, but that's not you. When David Mack comes in, I'll beat him up over that.
But Don, I will tell you, I have an answer for you though. I had an answer for you last time as well.
Rotten road. Okay.
So those manholes, Don's always complaining about the roads. We come in here and we get attacked about these roads, but the manholes, they're...
I didn't attack anybody.
You do. Oh,
I just asked you about it.
You're telling all the viewers and the listeners, I mean, to make sure that your calls are very kind and then Don comes at me. But
I was very kind, but it's, you know, it's a...
But let's get some answers about those manholes, because you aren't the only one who complains about those.
Oh, really?
Okay. But so I had to do some research before coming in, and I gave a call.
And by the way, I didn't bring up the manhole covers. You did.
I did.
Okay.
But I was prepared for you this time, and instead I didn't realize you're going to go at me about Spring Street. But the manhole... because they do that because the settling, because asphalt settles, it's on, you know, they compact the soil down, and but yet the manholes are on a fixed structure. And so they're kind of playing the long game and assuming that the streets are going to settle. And so, Don, that is why you see those being set so many inches below the level of
yes.
the roadway.
Okay, we're dealing with this now about 2 years. I think it's settled all it's going to
settle. Yeah, it is a long game, and, you know, they might win it, they might not. But that is the reason why they do that. So there you go.
It doesn't answer the question.
No, I'm getting off of Spring Street is what I'm doing.
I know you're deflecting. That's what people in politics do so good. They deflect.
That's what we learned day one. You don't realize we go for a, you know, a little class.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Enough of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Before we get to the other side, I get this question here. I can ask you.
Okay.
Somebody asked this question. What improved the quality of life so much you wish you did it sooner? What improved your quality? I'll give you an example here. Someone said giving your eyes a break. You spend so much time looking at screens, resting your eyes every 30 minutes, and you should focus on something 20 feet away. Helps with eye strain, headaches, tiredness, and even depression. How about replacing that cheap office chair with something that actually gives you lumbar support? These are good chairs. I think they are. Because we used to have chairs in here that weren't good.
Yeah.
And one day I had to go to the hospital. My back was out. I think it was that chair. Let's see. Understanding that working with someone smarter than you is a privilege, an opportunity to learn and hone your skills, and not a threat.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Everybody says, oh, that's smart aleck. I'm going to freeze them out. They'll, you know. No, it's good. How about this? Deleting social media. I should have done that years ago, or at least moving it off your phone to a secondary device so it's not something, you know, you're looking at 24 hours. You know what most people do the first thing in the morning when they open their eyes? And I do it. First thing in the morning, grab your cell phone.
True.
Everybody, do you do that?
I do.
Now, see, everybody does it. And what do you do before cell phones? You woke up, looked out the window, checked out the day, but now we don't have to do that. You just look on your phone. Look at the Ring camera.
They're a double-edged sword, aren't they?
And giving up on folding underwear and fitted sheets. Should have given up years ago on fitted sheets. You can't fold a fitted sheet. We try at my house. My wife and I try to fold it. We do something, but I just put it in a big ball. What's
Oh, my goodness. No, I actually don't have a problem with those. You know, I worked for, before I worked in end-of-life care, I worked at like a caregiving in the homes for seniors and those with disabilities. And we had to go to like a home ec kind of ish course. And they taught us how to fold fitted sheets, and because they expected us to come with a certain standard. Yeah.
There's a way to tuck it in. I don't know how to do it. My wife can do it. She's good at folding fitted sheets.
You just kind of hide all the curves and you, yeah.
When I see her start to do sheets and stuff, I kind of make myself scarce. But then I hear, honey, could you help me with the sheets? I'm saying, honey, she's the other pet name for me. But it's not jerk or anything like that. But she asked me to fold a fitted. I just don't know how to do it.
Oh.
When I lived by myself, I just, big ball, I threw it into a box. And when I needed the sheet,
well,
I took
pick up that cell phone of yours and go to YouTube, and I'm sure there's a video.
Oh, I got to show you something with my coat.
Oh.
I found out.
Okay.
You know those big ruffled things on a hood?
Yes.
You're not supposed to leave them out. I'll show it to you during the break, then we can talk about it. Okay,
right.
That's good. All right, let's look up at 2026. What do you have in store for us?
Well, 2026, there's a few things. Let's keep to the roads, because that tends to be the, you know, when you're an elected official, the things that you get called on the most is about the roads, your garbage pickup and snow plow, whether they've done your roadway or not. And because the shopping season was at a peak during the holidays, Highway 31 over by the mall. Have you gone over there, Don?
Yeah.
And so do expect for the next couple of years, there's some major construction. You already saw the barrels out, and it's taking you a little bit longer if you're hitting on 31 over there. So in 2026, you have from Highway 11 to over by Castle Lanes Bowling, they're going to be doing that phase one strip. So do expect those lane closures down.
It's messy over there now.
It is really messy, but it's going to be that way until 2027 when the project ends, because they're going to do up to Highway 20.
Now, is that the sewers?
Everything's going to get done. So the utilities will be coming in there too. So it's phased.
Utilities? Don't they have utilities over there?
Yeah, they do have it.
So what are they digging up now?
So it's the phase project. You know, they're not always on the same schedule. You know, one has to come in before the next,
right? I'm just questioning. I don't know how to do it myself, so that's good.
we have other people.
If it was up to me, I'd still have an outhouse, and I'd still be rubbing sticks together to get a fire started. So
seriously?
I don't know how to do anything.
Oh, my goodness.
I hire people to do stuff.
So do expect that there's going to be wider shoulders for bikes are going to be put in there, you know, really trying to focus into the future, get more people commuting on bicycles rather than on their four wheels. So you're going to have the storm sewers are going to get done, extended lanes, turn lanes, and new traffic signals. So that's something to keep an eye out and plan accordingly. We did see during the holidays it was pretty messy over there, and it's going to continue for the next couple of years. And that's going to go all the way to Highway 20. So
I don't have a problem with that as long as you can. It's not I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with, the people, when they tell you move over in 500 feet and they don't. Yeah. They go right to the front. Then they make the whole line of cars stop. You know, when I went to college, I it was very busy. I lived in New York, and I went to college, and it was the roads at that hour of the morning were just bumper to bumper all the time. And there's always somebody who wanted to just squeeze in at the end, and we tried to block them out because you had to keep the line moving, and when they do it, they stop the line. And I went through this every single morning. You have no idea what traffic is like. This is not traffic out here. You don't know what traffic's like. Try dealing with 18 million people all jammed into one spot. So anyway, so they're working on the 31 project.
They're working on the 31 project. And, you know, because we're heading into the new year tomorrow, you know, one of the biggest things that makes community is rituals and traditions. And one of the things that we have in Racine, people are familiar with it called the Polar Plunge, but here we call it the Splash and Dash. Are you familiar? Do you watch it?
Not that I watch it. I go down there every year to watch. My wife used to actually jump in the lake.
Wow.
She used to do it. And look, we stopped it because we're going away on vacation the next day. And I said, you're going to jump in that ice cold lake. We're going away on vacation and you're going to be blowing your nose, sniffling and have a get a. No more. So she didn't do it again. I was the coat bearer. So when they run out, I had a, quick bundle her up in a coat.
I'm amazed at how many people do it.
There were more people watching the people do it than actually. Either right there in North Beach.
Right there, yeah.
Now, if they have an ice berm, they got to cut, because one year they only cut a small swatch. And people were trying to get out of the lake and they couldn't do it because it was just one body at a time was allowed to come out.
And I don't remember last year. I always thought they did it earlier, but this year they're jumping at noon. Okay. Yeah. So the yacht club's going to be open at 9 o'clock. So people can start going there at 9 o'clock. They'll have some refreshments. You can get your t-shirts and, whatever else you want. Cause it does go to 3 charities. So, you can just go. A lot of people just go and jump, but if you want to actually partake and get a t-shirt saying that you actually did it. The charities are the Food Bank, the Racine County Food Bank, Halo, and the Hospitality Center.
You don't do it, do you?
This year. No, Don. I'm not going to.
People do it. And you know what?
Cold water.
They come out and they're fine. They want to get the water off them because it's freezing. And tomorrow it's going to be a high of 20 degrees, which means it's probably going to be colder at that time.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I love seeing them. I want to see them freeze, shiver, and shake. I do. Because if you're going to jump in there, but I have a good time. Because I walk over there. We live that far away. So we do it. But I have pictures of my wife when she was coming out of the water. I had a quick wrap her up in a coat. It's freezing out there.
Well, you remember Dimitri?
Did he do it?
He did it. Yeah, he did do it. He wanted to do it, get some pictures. My son had done it when he was on the dive team.
That's right. School. They have a lot of high school kids do it. I've seen them out there. Yeah. We're going to get an update on those kids of yours.
Okay.
The school kids that went over to Yugoslavia. Where'd they come from?
No, Belgium and Madrid.
Belgium and Madrid. Somewhere over there.
They're over there.
Melissa Caprillion, our 4th District County Board Supervisor with us. And I showed you my jacket with that big fur thing that goes over the hood. And I watched the YouTube video. I was watching all my crew, true crime stuff, people stealing from Walmart, stealing from Target, stealing from, all these stores. And right after that came one, the lady said, I'm going to show you what to do with that parka hood you have with that fur lining on it. You're not supposed to let it go over your face. You're supposed to tuck it in under the hood, and it covers your ears, keeps it warm, keeps the air from coming into your forehead. And you saw, isn't that
it
great?
It is great. It makes a lot of sense. It's quite practical, not just for,
Do you have one of those jacket hoods?
No.
Oh, you got one of the old kind. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's me.
We're talking about 2026 and anything else coming up, 2026?
Well, just a lot coming up. I mean, this is, again, I'm going to just bring it back to the, when we're looking at our tax bills, that really talks about what the year was like, what the local elected officials were working on, and and this is time to pay attention. If you're not happy with what's going on, pay attention in April. Get out there and vote. If there's any bit of advice that I can leave in the 15 years that I've been elected, Don, it is really important. I know a lot of people do that early voting, absentee voting. I would highly suggest this year, make this part of your tradition too, is just go in there in April and go to the polls and vote. Get your vote counted the day of election. And I'll leave it at that. And when we're off air, I'll talk about it with you, okay?
Okay. Well, why can't we get the truth on the air?
No. So we'll talk about it. But people know how to get a hold of me. And
do you get a lot of calls on your personal phone from people saying, By the way, there's a rotten road stretch. Do you get a lot of people doing that?
I do. Not it, when I was an alder, you get a little bit more. At the county, it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
so.
Alder, you must get a lot. When you were an older woman, you must get a lot of complaints. Not only on the phone, people see you in the supermarket and they'll say, hey, come here. Come on. I'm going to show you something. I don't like this in front of my house. The curb is cracked. Fix it. I mean, you get a lot of that stuff.
Don, when people find out you're an elected, and especially local, you typically don't get that warm welcome. Let me give you a hug. So it's let me tell you about Spring Street and that stretch by Newman Road.
Yeah, let me tell you that, 31. That rotten road you got over.
So those are the things that you do get. But you know what? That's what you sign up for, and it's okay. And that's what you spend the time, you know, learning how to navigate those and to help people get connected to get the answers. So I take it as, you know, I'm honored.
I never had a job where I had to deal with the public before.
But you work
I know, but I don't have to deal with the public face to face.
That's fair.
Never had a job. This is all I've done since 1972.
Well, you do it well. We're glad you're here.
And I do it because I don't want to have to, you know, work that. With the public.
I think you would do good because you know what I think? I think the one thing that is a key trait that those who are elected is to have a high level of integrity and to be honest. Be honest with the things you know, be honest with things you don't know, and you know, realize that you're a neighbor too. You're part of the community as a whole. You're never above it. So I think those are some key characteristic traits. And think about that as we go into this next election cycle in April.
Now, we did find out some stuff, just to backtrack a little bit. We talked about curling when we first started.
Yeah.
And you were unaware that it might have been an Olympic sport or not. And it turns out you got a couple of emails.
Text messages.
Yeah. Text messages and saying, Melissa, I thought you were smart. Now I am questioning that,
like,
because of
how dare you not know curling was in the Olympics? How dare you?
I have a whole new opinion of you now.
And the U.S. won in the last Olympics in the men's curling 2022 in the 2022.
So you're not headed toward that Olympics?
What's that?
You don't want to go to the Olympics?
No, I don't.
I mean, I never saw curling in person. I just don't know, you know, how difficult it could be.
You know, I'd really know if I was, you know, practicing to be in it. But, you know, it's all fun here. The Racine Curling Club. I hope you have some listeners who check it out.
We have some questions here.
Oh, we don't?
People texted questions.
Here we go.
I live in Mount Pleasant. I know what you're talking about, that stretch of Spring Street. I've gone through trustees, supervisors, everything, and hearing it's in the works for the past 5 years.
It's a lot of money behind that.
And if you want to call me back, here's the phone number. He said, I even came up with a solution, and nothing's been done.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well,
just give me the phone number, and then I'll give a call.
Right, here's another one. Every year, I hear we have no money for the roads.
Yeah.
Do we have money?
No,
really? No. Then I hear it's in the budget, and the last person was so shocked they didn't put a question down. They just...
Oh,
we get some people.
Look what you started.
I didn't start any. These are your people.
Yeah, no. It's all fair. I mean, it's important. So
it is, and you know what? I've lived in different places, and this is not bad. I mean, if you can complain about two blocks of a road, you're in pretty good shape, because I've been in places where it's just terrible.
Yeah.
And so,
let me get you some answers for that, because it is really important. And it was talked about during the budget cycle. Now realize, you know, first of all, we went into a $14 million deficit at the county. Right before budget season. And as many of the listeners know, now we implemented a sales tax, and that was to help. And going into this next budget, too, we had to adjust. Even our county executive came up with an amendment because, you know, we were really struggling. How do you make, a budget work with the money that we have to get the services that people want? And sometimes the things that often get cut are the roads. It keeps getting pushed back. They're very expensive, and they continue to be expensive, but, you know, it's quite the investment. And, you know, we're a pretty big employer. We employ, I think, like 1,200 people at the county. So roughly around that. It might even be more. It might even be 1,500. But, you know, you don't want to cut those positions, too, because they're giving the services that people are needing. So it's just really a balance. You know, you only have one lump of money. How is it going to be spent?
How do you handle something like Los Angeles?
Well, I'm glad I'm not there to figure it out. But
I mean, that Los Angeles is the county.
Yeah.
That's Los Angeles County. How do you? with all those roads and
they have
and
some
services.
Massive road structure.
I don't know how they keep a city like that under control.
It's a lot, but there's a lot of people that live there.
See, New York
is
not
greater.
See, New York is not big. It's just a lot of people, but it's in a small area. Yeah. I don't know how you do handle a place like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Right.
I'll stick to Racine. I'm right here. I'm going to stick to Racine County, John.
Are we missing anything?
There's a lot. Well, no, it's just...
okay, so make sure we got everything in.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of the things I just want to go back to, you know, I keep bringing it back because election time is coming up. So it's just really important. It's really pertinent that people are paying attention. And, you know, you talked about social media, people checking their phones right away. You know, like I was saying, it's kind of like this double-edged sword where it's the thing that keeps us connected, but it also the thing that pulls us away as well. And it creates these walls. You know, we're seeing less and less people showing up for your council meetings and the county board meetings. And I wish they would do more. And we used to have that local cable access channel, if you remember.
Car 25. Not there anymore?
No, not there anymore. And so there's this disconnect. So people aren't watching the meetings. And then so they were streamed on Facebook and they were able to comment, kind of feel live like you're part of it. Now they're on YouTube. And so they don't have that live commenting. And so you are getting
YouTube
further.
One's not live?
No. So, I mean, it will post, but you can't comment. The comments are shut off. So it's not like you're interacting with it. So you're losing that piece. And so you feel there's this distance that is happening that's being created. So if we can get more people to realize just how important it is to show up and to be part of your local municipalities voting and the events that are happening. And that's what makes community truly. So I was talking about those traditions, whether you're going doing the splash and dash, and you have Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier in here, and they're really bringing up some great nostalgia of the things that
they're coming
the
in another week or two, I think.
I love listening to that. But that's really talking about how the community gathered in a space. Like we have the party on the pavement, and we have our big 4th of July parade.
Oh, this is a great town. I have
beautiful
no problem. That's why I live here.
It's
if
wonderful.
If it wasn't, I'd move. It's a great town. I love living right in the heart of things, North Maine.
Yeah.
I love living in that area.
You got the sledding that's happening on North Beach. So get out there. Get involved in your community. Get involved in the spaces. Yes, we pick up our phones, but, you know, maybe use it to look at what's going on. Look at when the council is meeting, when the county board is meeting, too, because what's happening at those, they are approving the events that are coming. So whether you're having the big EVP tours, the volleyball tours that are happening down by the beach or different events. So it really gives you a calendar. If you start paying attention, it gives you a calendar. It also makes you aware of some things, whether roadways are getting done, whether Spring Street is going to be paved.
You keep bringing it up. I don't.
I do. I'm just going with the theme. So, you know, those are important things.
Do you have to head out by 8 o'clock?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Stay there. We have some fun things to talk about.
Sure.
Okay, our 4th District County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprillion, in this morning.